Good Friday afternoon and welcome to Home Run with Helmed and Dwight on Eagle FM. It's your drive time show, and as always, we're here until the hour of six. So, it's a wonderful Friday. It's the 5th of September, and those of us that are fans and those that are in the entertainment industry and those basically, related, at this point, those that are relatives, fans, or more like, fans of his work are more, aware of the passing of, of the legendary, artist that is, Rush Hammer. That's, I remember, this other time that, when Mind the Gap was still a Free Your Mind, when Chicken, drugged him here. So, I mean, we had a good time. So that's one of those not very good news for the entertainment sector, but, the legacy goes on, gentlemen. The legacy goes on. At least the legacy that he left behind. That's not what we're here to talk about, though. It's just a regular Home Run with Helmed and Dwight with an exciting topic every time that we come here. And today we have one that is also based on what we like the most, and that is reports. Today's reports is, in the words of, is one of those, that you can easily describe using the words of the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, says, makes for a sobering reading. It's going to frequently take us to the economic update coming out of IPBR that we covered, I think, a day or two ago, where Mr. Shobon, who made the presentation, started or more like emphasized the quote of making plans. That everyone can make a plan. It's very easy to make a plan until you get punched in the face. So it's not, we're basically not here to, punch below the belt and say, they should have foreseen everything from the get-go. And by the way, we're not here to assert anything or to cook anything. I'll be partly doing that today and, this evening. But, this is about this is a report that's coming out of the Office of the Auditor General, and this is the report that is that's more like compiling the performance the performance analysis, if you were of the now split up Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources. This is an interesting report because it's somewhat very wide. It covers a period, in terms of financial year coming out of the Auditor General, obviously. Yeah, so everyone can make a plan until they get a punch to the face. And today's report is going to lean heavily towards that point, albeit. It's more of it's more of what is coming out of the Office of the Auditor General, not what's coming out of Eagle FM or Home Run.
Helmut, this is, you are right. This is a Mike Tyson punch, but I'd like to scale it up. I know Mike Tyson is known as being one of the, when they measure your punch, the punch of a professional boxer.
Yeah.
He was one of the most deadliest on the planet. It's him. There was an Italian-American guy from the 30s, not Rocky Marciano. There's a guy before Rocky Marciano. Rocky Marciano was a real-life guy.
Yeah.
He was known as the Bull, but there was another guy before that, before him.
Wait, and that's the guy the movie Rocky was based on?
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone's thing was based upon the actual boxer, Rocky Marciano. Rocky, yeah. But they placed the time frame in a modernistic scenario because Rocky Marciano technically lived, or he, I think it's between the Great Depression and the Second World War. He was in that time frame.
Yeah.
He was professionally active. There was another Italian American boxer just before that. I think him in the 20s or in the 50s, just on either end of the Second World War, who was one of the most lethal punches professional boxers.
In terms of strength.
Yeah, in terms of the strength that he can transmit through a punch. You know, yeah. It was him. It's, what's the guy's name that I mentioned? Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
There's another boxer. The guy that I liked so much. Not Floyd Mayweather. Roy Jones Jr. Everyone ever always wanted Floyd Mayweather and Roy Jones Jr. to actually fight each other. But we actually saw Floyd and and Manny Pacquiao. And I think it was Floyd and, what was the Mexican guy's name? Oscar De La Hoya. They actually were the sort of like, you know, the guys that came through. But those are like the smaller, you know, weights. So our discussion today is not as, it's not as impactful as a Mike Tyson punch, I'd say.
Oh no, this one is worse.
But it has a Muhammad Ali-esque. I'd say, Helmut, it has a Muhammad Ali-esque. What's that? What was that British boxer's name? The guy with, what was his name? Ahmed or something Ali. He was also the kind of boxer, they were showman boxers, you know, he would always dodge and make excessive, you know, evasive moves.
So basically fast reflexes.
Fast reflexes, yes, because that was also one of the things that made Muhammad Ali such an attractive boxer was because he could dodge your punches. This was not a slugfest. He was never interested in slugfests, Muhammad Ali. If you would have known fighters in your day on high school helmet or in school, mm-hmm. there were guys that would go for the grapple, the tackle, the grapple, get you down, you know, try to get you on the floor. And then there were the guys that literally slogged you out. And then the guys that were slogging you out were the guys that were either taking hits as you were giving hits, or there were guys evading your hits and literally dealing out the punishment. So this is the scenario we're with. It's not the slug fest of what happened with the Ministry of Agriculture. This is literally the, you know that there's punishment coming in this analysis. The downside is just, it's sort of like soft, but it has a sting to it. So it is a float like a butterfly, sting like a bee situation. Because when you read, you had a recommendation to do your own research and development.
Yeah.
You didn't do it. You had a recommendation forwarded to you. Make evidence-based or informed or install mechanisms of informed decision-making in your ministry.
Yeah, backed by science.
Backed
like
by
research,
science.
Yeah.
Backed
numbers.
By data. You didn't do it. Which technically, this technically can say, it can actually feed in as an underlying sentiment. I don't want to do this, but it can feed in as an underlying sentiment for any Namibian who reads this report for free.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's readily available.
It's readily available.
Yeah.
Who reads this report can literally make the deduction and the conclusion in their minds that, in essence, everything to do with the fish rod scandal is justified in terms of the legal procedures taking place through this report. You mm-hmm. see, through this report, how the ministry had been functioning since 2016. Now, I don't know what is an ugly indictment, ne? If you have sting like a bee and float like a butterfly compliance audits coming about of a ministry that doesn't exist anymore,
mm-hmm.
saying you were supposed to install mechanisms of decision-making, mechanisms of scientific, evidence-based, data-based that helps the decision-making process in your ministry. And that, remember, Helmut, was recommendation 1 and 2. Install mechanisms that empower informed decision-making through scientific research and the scientific data. And secondly, that your decision-making process, that you need to install research and development mechanisms to help the other recommendation. They didn't do it.
No.
And this measurement took place from 2020 to 2023,
ne? Yeah. With a little bit of blindness going on there in terms of information.
Yeah. I mean, I found a resource myself, Helmut, of Remember the question that I've been sitting with?
Which one?
The one of how much of this resource has been extracted from the sea. I found a lovely resource. A super lovely one. I can share it with you even now, but it would technically detract us from our conversation of this audit report, because this compliance audit report states a situation of there were recommendations on the table.
Yeah.
It's similar to, remember the agri-food processing recommendations from the standing committee that said, where they told the SOE, what's his name, NIDA, these are the recommendations for those agri-food processing, agri-processing projects across the country. Here are our recommendations that were given in 2023, and those recommendations were assessed again in 2024, and then the report comes in 2025 saying none of these recommendations have been adhered to that the standing committee laid down or communicated.
You know,
it's an ugly indictment, Helmut. It's an ugly indictment.
When you read when you go through this report, right, and then you find that for how many years? This report was based, was compiled based on information. On information ranging from 2022 to 2023. Mm. So 2020 to 2021 financial year, 2021, 2022, and 2022, 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you look at this, and then you realize that, this is based on the, well, now split up, basically dissolved ministry. That's a Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources.
Mm.
Now, you're trying to understand, you can't help but start think, begin to think that no wonder the fishery took place.
Yes.
Because this regulation is somewhat, oversight. Yeah. The oversight is somewhat really, really, really questionable.
Yep.
Even on a larger scale, because the Fischerot, the Fischerot case is mostly emanating from from stuff that was from the fish that was caught and then questionably sold and tenders that were questionably given,
mm-hmm.
more like where legal loopholes were exploited for the benefits of a bunch of people, or as it is alleged, because that case is still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at it, when this report comes out, and then you realize that. Not only do we have easy to exploit measures of this stock that's caught or these resources once it's collected, but also where it's naturally residing, it's not well protected.
Mm.
It's not well protected in a way that everything that's caught everything that's caught is accounted for.
Mm.
It's not.
Mm.
Because how long is Namibia's coastline from south all the way to north?
Okay, let me make it a scientific answer, Helmut.
Mm.
Meaning, I'll use Google so that Google can...
Since that's the request, that's also part of the recommendation coming out of the Auditor General going to that, former ministry.
Yeah.
That, don't just sit and, it's not to belittle, more like to look down on socioeconomic problems, but also, all the information that you are compiling on a specific subject, make sure it's at least backed by provable science-based, number-based, statistical-based reporting.
Yeah. So, Namibia's coastline length is 1,572 kilometers.
1,500.
Namibia's
overall... And 72.
Yeah. Namibia's overall border length,
uh-huh.
our borders, the size of our borders, is 4,220 kilometers. So that obviously means you've got to take a look at the natural borders, which are rivers.
Yeah.
The land borders, meaning surface area. And you've got to look at the coastline itself in terms of where you see water resources being present, but natural bodies, meaning the coastline, the natural rivers, and that's it. Why? These same geographic features were the jurisdiction of that ministry, Ministry of Fisheries. All of them were the jurisdiction of, or that they fell under the mandate. But I'd like to use the word jurisdiction because a ministry is technically, can be a contracting party. They can have, you know, legal responsibilities, that ministry. The downside has been, dear listeners, like Helmut started on the good cop scenario, on the butterfly scenario of things. I just went directly to the bee sting. They were supposed to implement research and development to revive the sardine stock, you know, to complete that research and development mechanism.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have mechanisms in terms of informed decision-making based upon that data, that particular data set itself. Just need to get the correct document open. So just to cite, you know, what were some of the particular things the findings were based upon in this report. So the ministry should have conducted research and development measures to rebuild the sardine stock. The audit found that the ministry did conduct the research, developed the measures to rebuild the sardine stock, and set the target of stock growth level at 1 million metric tons by or before 2030. But did it actually happen?
No.
They did, you know, research the stuff and develop it, but it was just for one particular resource. Because if you go ask them, so how much of this resource is left? You won't get a full or complete answer. The second scenario was the Marine Resource Advisory Council, because even the nature conservation guys, and I'm citing these guys from 2024 in our discussion today, the climate change workshop I went to last year in Sokop, we had people give us a holistic presentation, a presentation of climate change discussions of Namibia, so from land-based to climatic conditions to oceanic conditions. And then there was a guy that was a consultant technically and a retired expert in Namibia's marine resources, the guy that told us that it was the South Africans that depleted our sardine stock, yeah, in the 70s. The South Africans depleted it. The South Africans and the Spanish and Portuguese.
No surprises there.
And that the major aim was that Namibia has to protect what it has left, meaning the other particular fish species. Now, it obviously then flows into the discussion of, okay, so how do you go about then going ahead from this? The second scenario was that the Marine Resource Advisory Council, this is the second recommendation, the Marine Resource Advisory Council recommendation to the minister of said particular ministry should place more emphasis on scientific evidence. Now, it notes here that the audit itself, through documentary review and interviews that the Marine Resource Advisory Council's recommendations to the minister should place more emphasis on socioeconomic analysis, which is the socioeconomic conditions, as was recommended. The audit noticed that the state of the hake, horse mackerel, crab stocks, and adverse effects of lower total accounted or total amounted catches, I'm just not sure about the A, would have on subsector industries influenced these specific council's recommendations to the minister's TAC decisions for the period under review. So, meaning, there's this council in this ministry. This council should act on evidence-based, scientific knowledge, data-driven knowledge, because obviously you need a little bit of a scientific process to generate the data, meaning go, observe, collect, and then work from there in order to make an informed decision. The scenario from this is, it looks basic. what you and I are obviously sharing with the listeners. It looks basic. The scenario from this is not what has been present for many Namibians in the media landscape who were dependent upon us, the media, to understand what was going on in that ministry. Did we know about that there was a Marine Resource Advisory Council? I don't think so.
I know I didn't.
I also didn't hear of a Marine Resource Advisory Council. I knew that in the act, what was the act's name that governs the ministry looked at?
Is it the Marine Resource Act?
Yeah, the Marine Resource Act.
Yeah.
There was the problem that many particular, if I can call it, stakeholders in the rest of the Namibian public had an issue with the discretionary powers that the minister had.
Yeah, I remember the fuss about that, yeah.
Yeah. Many people had, firstly, I thought, you know what, if the minister works in the best interests of the industry, the minister obviously would be someone that would not be influenced or unduly influenced. That's obviously not the case with the perception that we sit with 5 years later.
When it comes to more like the separation of powers, you have a lot of things. You have I think this is a debate that has been going on for a very long time now, and you see something similar, somewhat similar, taking place in the Minister of Health right now,
mm.
where you have in this administration where you have a lot of and you read more about this, I think, in the Minister of Health, where you see more of this leaning towards limiting the number of middlemen in the everything procurement, limiting them and more like taking that role and giving it to the ministry. Now, I found a bunch of this information on social media, and I just read through the comments and go like, you can outsource that. I think the system we have now is a very brilliant one, where the ministry don't have to worry about everything procurement.
Yeah.
Now the central procurement board has to worry about that. Now, all they just have to do is find, look at what they need, what they would like to procure, take all that information, make their plans, hand it over to the Minister of Finance. They get the money of what the country can afford.
Mm.
And then they will be like, okay, now we're just waiting for someone to come and get the job done. Of course, they are kept in the loop as to what's going on at the Central Procurement Board, but they don't have the sole responsibility of sitting through the entire vetting process.
Mm.
Now you and I know that even in this report here, one thing that was especially when it comes to the servicing of equipment that's needed in patrolling, one point that was pointed out as one thing that's causing the major delays in this patrolling is the lack of equipment. Why? Because the services, because the equipments are taking time to service. Some of them are sitting there gathering dust, waiting for service. What is one of the main reasons why that is the case? It's simple. People apply for a tender to win, a tender is advertised to service, take for example, a vessel or two.
Yeah.
Now, a bunch of companies, obviously, that are qualified to offer the service apply for this tender. Now, the thing is, we're playing Jim and Jack. Here, where one institution or one entity is picked, one that wins the tender, they are given the tender. Now, the rest of the contestants start showing up and then start, obviously, they start suing the heck out of each other. And the legitimacy of how the tender was given now and also is brought into question. And that prolongs the time that this equipment needs to be serviced. And ipso facto prolongs the time that the men and women that patrol our that patrol our maritime borders, they don't have the equipment to do that.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
ShopRite's deal drop is back for 3 days only. Get a 5 kg Bokomo white bread flour for only 79 Namibian dollars 99. 750 grams Ellis Brown coffee creamer for a low 59 Namibian dollars 99. And 5 kg Best Choice white sugar for just 92 Namibian dollars 99. Don't miss out. Valid this weekend only from 5 to 7 September. Only at ShopRite. Lower prices you can trust. Always.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and Inkabet.
Great news! Inkabet just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Inkabet? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Inba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Inba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. It's just a minute past the hour of 5. Now, I really like, I really like a recommendation, recommendation 7 in this case, especially that last sentence. Especially the last sentence. Now, welcome back if you just tuned in to Home Run with Helmed and Dwight on Eagle FM. And now, back to the report. The reason why, the reason why I'm saying that last sentence is my favorite report is that we citizens ourselves, we can basically read that line and, and come to the realization of how we are playing, we are playing jump rope with our own development.
We are.
Yep.
Well, you started at the recommendation.
It's very easy. It's very easy for
you started at 7. We missed an important one.
There's number 3 also then.
The patrolling of our waters.
So,
dear listeners, for 2 financial years, the Namibia's Navy vessel, and according to the report, the Nathaniel Makhwalili vessel. I don't know if it's a naval boat or a naval ship. I don't know what's its size.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be here because we don't manufacture
Makhwalili. Nathaniel Makhwalili must be somewhere there.
Yeah, we don't manufacture the boat, vessel or ship. It would obviously
Don't manufacture the paint. Forget the boat.
It's a fishery patrol vessel. To me, it looks like a very small. It's not even a warship.
Now we know today is Friday, and Sunday is coming. But this is war and ship.
Yeah.
Separate, not warship. Hallelujah, Spirit Santo.
It's not even a warship. This thing looks like a fishing trawler, Albert. This boat. But anyway.
Kavangos, where are we? Need canoes. Okay, I'll continue.
On the big river.
Uh-huh.
You want canoes on the big river.
Uh-huh.
On the sea.
Yeah, 300 kilometers.
Arms are dead. So the particular ship itself contained in the report, dear listeners, was standing in maintenance for 2 financial years, which is 24 months.
Now, before you get there, start with what is the role of the ship?
So the ship was supposed to patrol our coastline, which is 1,500 kilometers long.
I think, about 300 kilometers from the shore before you get to international waters. That's the
line. There's also like a gray area after our national waters.
You have national waters and then you have, exclusive economic zone that extends. And you have a bunch of other divisions in there before you get to high seas.
So where we find most of these oil exploration is also participating. And then you get like the full-on international waters level outside that. So that one ship had to patrol the whole coastline, had to ensure that no illegal fishing takes place, has to ensure that, you know, there's protective measures in place in terms of looking after our fishing resources and marine resources. And it was standing in a workshop for service, waiting for parts, for 2 financial years in a row.
Yeah. That means our marine resources stood unprotected, exposed to pretty much anyone with a fishing vessel that, you know, wanted to pirate their way into our, you know, into our waters to catch whatever it is that they were up, you know, whatever it is that they were after. They had 2 years. 2 years!
Yep. If you guys want to know about the drama in contained in the report, I can read it. Or we can read it, since Salman and I, we both sit with the report. So, the documents review showed that 2021, 2022, and 2022, 2023, that there was no plan for sea patrols with the vessel Nathaniel Maholili. This was because there was maintenance being done on the vessel. Lastly, patrolling vessel Nathaniel Maholili had continuous repairs, and it certainly hampered the sea patrolling capabilities of the ministry, as it has been docked for 2 consecutive financial years. Hence, illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing happened and still happened in Namibian waters.
But sure, let's bring back in Namibia. I mean, it's not like we have the, we don't have the money.
You should actually have said,
you gotta love it.
You should actually have said, but sure, you know what? Let's merge ministries together.
Remember
whose report we looked at and dissected last time? Agriculture, that was literally sitting with overlapping policies in terms of protecting the environment, but they're showing up with a potentially hazardous pesticide or herbicide.
Yeah, the Minister of Environment is like, what the heck?
What are you guys doing? You are literally working counter, you're literally being counterproductive towards the national determined.
Yeah, you are being my literal enemy of progress.
Yeah, and it makes our nationally determined contributions at the UN look like a farce.
Yeah.
Because we went like, we will look after
biodiversity.
Biodiversity in the country. And here you guys are showing up, literally killing the biodiversity. The aspect with Ministry of Fisheries, it seems.
No, I understand Russian roulette. I'm not saying I want to play one.
You should get to the next recommendation.
Oh dear Lord.
Where the Russian roulette comes through. The one about the Fisheries Observers Agency should deploy observers onto fishing vessels. Where it states, this recommendation was not implemented as the ministry decided to adopt a policy of natural attrition, which refers to zero recruitment. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I'm sorry, guys. I thought Ministry of Agriculture's report was severe, ne? I thought the other report, the one about the gold licenses, how it's awarded Ministry of Mines was also slightly, you know. Look, they are honest because they went for a scientific research proposed scenario, and it made things look bad because you can clearly see. People were running around with flashlights without the flashlights being on. Now you're seeing people were literally in the dark, didn't ask for the flashlights to operate in the dark. And they said, you know what? We're fine. Our eyes will adjust to the light in the tunnel. And everyone is like, there is no light coming into the tunnel.
This is my favorite report. For one reason. There are 2 parts, at least that I was able to, that I can clearly point to where we, the citizens ourselves.
Yeah.
Now I know that every time that something goes south, goes south and the main, are the main culprit, is a public office of, is a public official. Especially the higher the rank, the more controversial and the more media coverage and the more fuss we make about it. Mm. Now, the beautiful part about this, I'm not saying that's a good thing. Oh no, that's a terrible thing. It's a good thing for me, for my stage, but economically, for the country, not good. Economically, for me, good. But, this report points to something interesting about how, we, the people ourselves, these ordinary citizens ourselves, are also participating in this counterproductive, counterdevelopmental activities. The first one is how we start suing the heck out of each other. Now,
Are you now the one on the procurement aspect?
Exactly, on the procurement
aspect. The fleet of cars.
And I think it's safe to say this is not only happening in one ministry.
Yeah.
This is all, I mean, this is across all the ministries.
Yeah.
And it's part of checks and balances. I understand that it's part of transparency. It's your right to basically, well, challenge a case. You can approach a court, any competent court, and challenge any case that you feel that it's been, or more like anything that you feel like it was legally unfair. Now, you can do that, but at this, how long do you think before we just, turn this whole thing into a popularity contest?
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying you should actually abolish that, because if you do that, again, you are giving, the minister of, the minister of, the minister or the central procurement board a lot of power, because that's where all that power is going to end up.
Mm.
No. But, this is going to be a very counterproductive. Now, that's just on the procurement part. On top of that, if you go to recommendation number 8, we're going to get there in a few. Man, some people are basically, threatening ministry officials, and there are also a whole list of court cases going on in that department.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting? So,
is it court cases, Hamid, or literally just procurement challenges?
Because I
read procurement challenges, meaning that it's still contained within the local procurement unit of the ministry, who is obviously now having to field an appeal. Mm-hmm. After they have awarded a successful bidder.
Let me just get for you one sentence in the second. One sentence in paragraph 2 of recommendation 8.
Mm.
Furthermore, documents viewed by the audit found that there were still cases reopened, cases reported rather, or reported or opened for illegal fishing in inland fisheries visited. The audit further found through observation and interviews that fishermen still used the above mentioned illegal and destructive fishing methods to enable them to catch fish. The use of destructive methods destroys the breeding and living organisms. On riverbed. Additionally, there was a case opened against a fisherman for threatening and intimidating. These guys are like, yo, exile, yo.
Osayukray.
Yeah. Furthermore, there was a case opened against a fisherman for threatening and intimidating a fisheries inspector in one of the regions visited. Moreover, the grounded river patrol boat deters a river patrol to inhibit more illegal fishing, activities. Well, it turns out this job is becoming, When I read that line, it kept bringing me back to poaching.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It actually states.
It turns out it's just, it's just as dangerous because, is it forest rangers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys, I totally understand why they have assault rifles.
Because it's not just the wild animals.
No, it's not.
That can attack them. It's also fellow humans. But remember, they act as like a quasi-law enforcement unit. Meaning, they have to protect the natural resource and then, have certain powers in terms of making arrests and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
The same too also for these guys. But before that, ad break, guys.
USAFE prices on groceries are still the best in town. 4 kilos of Real Good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 189.99 Namibian dollars. 84 grams of Robertson's chicken spice, just 13.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, just 5.99 Namibian dollars each. 700 milliliter Wellington's tomato sauce, just 25.99 Namibian dollars. 2 liters of Wright brand sunflower oil, just 68.99 Namibian dollars. And 2 kilogram bag of Pasta King elbow pasta, just 44.99 Namibian dollars. Save big at USAFE.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM. Today it's a wonderful Friday where we're sharing a lot of wonderful information, more like heart-attacking information, coming out of the report, courtesy of the Office of the Auditor General.
So.
We are terrible at patrolling our oceans.
Yeah.
We can't be sure if there's, actually we, we know that there's, a lot of illegal fishing going on. And, we only have, one vessel to protect, over 1,000 kilometers of coastline. Mm-hmm. We're doing great.
Oh no, we are awesome,
Helmut. Yeah. I mean, we're doing awesome. Now, that vessel have been under some kind of repairs for about 2 financial years. And now that means, we can't tell at this point if there are some, if there are a bunch of guys running around with fishing vessels catching our resources.
But we sometimes do know that they are there.
And?
We get a media statement and then ask them, the journalists look at the statement, go like, what? There were people?
Where?
How do we know? No, we know that they come in through the Angolan, Angolan waters, into Namibian waters from the north. Yeah, but what are we doing about it? Oh, we don't know.
Okay, but aren't Angolans like our neighbors? Throw in diplomacy.
It doesn't mean that they have to protect our waters.
No, I'm not saying. If there are a bunch of illegal guys that are fishing in their waters, sneaking into
those guys are, let's assume that they're Angolans.
So they have the authorizations to fish or to be in Angola. And then they sneak in. Okay.
And then they go like, you know what? Let's go see what does the current look
just
like?
Just somewhere in
the how does the current look like?
Yeah.
And then they get there and you're like, oh wow.
So, public official, aka, high-ranking officials participation in this fiasco. Research, terrible.
Why are you calling it a fiasco?
Believe me.
Okay, this ministry doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
It's now a directorate.
So, now.
Yo, look at that relegation, yo. From ministry to
Jesus. Man, this is.
From ministry to directorate. They had directorates there that they interviewed in this report.
Mm.
Now those directorates are sub-directorates of a directorate.
That's a thing?
I don't know. I'm just, citing that if you had these departments already, these departments are technically form part of a department which was actually a fully fledged entity.
Talk about demotion. You see, well, Namibia's...
We're top-notch.
Oh, yeah.
We're top-notch.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we are top-notch.
Yeah.
Now, look, we are participating in something collectively here. And it needs, what is required is collective effort for us to mitigate what's going on here. For one, the ordinary citizens on the ground here, we are suing each other because, I should have won the tender. Do I think, I should have won the tender. Now, this whole tit for tat that's taking place in courts that are also overwhelmed, that's also overwhelmed. And I keep saying, a court case, and the only way, that I can verify, that's used there on that phrase, a court case is still cases reported. Mm-hmm. That's, that's under recommendation 8. So,
life is wonderful, no?
Oh, no, life is wonderful. I mean, fishing inspectors are being threatened by us, but hey, we want them to, want them to ensure that the resources is, the resources proceeds trickle down to us.
Yeah.
But when they go out there and investigate to try and make sure that it's secure and safe, we're threatening the heck out of them now. And then they go out and then they're basically filing cases to, again, sue us. Albeit when, that will not be, now, if I'm a fisherman and I threaten, an official who is sent by any ministry, I'm not going to be sued by that specific official. It's the ministry that's coming after me.
But that's if the official goes and has your name, your face, an ID, a photo or something.
Well, I mean, their case is filed. I'm assuming they have all this information.
Well, we're also assuming, Amun.
But I think you have a point there. Which fisherman goes, fishing with an ID in his pocket and all the credentials? I mean,
and then advertising it. Hey, I'm here to beat you up with
ID. A passport.
It was my ID. Here's my ID number.
Because
and I shall now commence said particular
illegal activity.
A roughing up of,
the honorable sir here who was sent by the government.
Mm. Don't worry, It's a part of life thing.
So we're participating on three levels as ordinary citizens. One, we are threatening, we are threatening fisheries officials, or according to the record, we were, it's safe to say that that is still taking place. That's one. Threatening, public officials, check. These are people that are just doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Threatening the heck out of them. And the second way that we're participating is suing the heck out of each other, therefore prolonging the time that the vehicles that needs servicing, is serviced. We are prolonging that time, therefore making the job of the people that are supposed to be out there, they're making sure that our resources is safe. We are rendering them, we're basically rendering them couch potatoes.
Yeah.
Mm. They can't go there and do, they can't go there and do their jobs.
Safe to say, yes.
So we are threatening, suing each other, and what's that other one that I keep forgetting? So let's stick with threatening to suing on this one. Which is somewhat interesting.
I mean, Albert, when a bid takes place now, I understand ministries are there also to help local content, meaning local businesses, try to thrive off government procurement and local authority procurement planning.
Support local.
Yeah, support local. Yeah. Support
local is liquor.
But now every time if local is unhappy with another local getting the contract because other local was unsuccessful in putting down the best bid.
Because it should have been me.
Because the ministry just goes on a principle. Like any particular bidding process, even in the private sector, you at least collect 3 quotes and you select the best one.
Yeah.
3 quotes, you submit it to a panel, the panel selects the best one.
So in other words, we are sore losers.
We are sore losers. This is just plain, what do they call that word? Petty. This is petty.
It can easily be petty.
Petty behavior And it translates to a scenario of the Oshikate High Court door aspect that the government officials are afraid. Okay, you've now appealed, Helmut. Mm-hmm. Now we need to follow the process, which is good.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
But now, like you explained it to me in the break, in the off mic session. Yeah, now it leads to, let's see in September, and then everyone, a quorum cannot be reached. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll push it to October. They get to October. Okay, no, everyone has been on leave.
Yeah.
They push it to the last day of November. And then they go like, you know what?
There's still some investigation being conducted.
Still being conducted. Are we done with it? No, we're not done.
No, we're not. So
yeah, we'll go on holiday for December. And then February comes along because everyone is still, you know, still yawning their holidays out of their systems in January. Yeah. And then they get to February, decide to do some serious work. Oh my goodness. We're supposed to spend all this money, in our procurement planning. So we need to wrap this up quickly.
And guess what's happening this whole time that these cars are gathering dust waiting for you to sort out your pettiness?
With you, illegal fishing happening on the rivers?
You are both losing. In a grand scheme of things, you are both losing because the resources that's being illegally caught.
Yeah.
You're both losing.
I know it's bad to reference a TV show, Helmut, but I always sit there thinking there. Now, obviously, with the critical thinking capabilities now of a 40-year-old man, you always sit there thinking when you watch these action movies where the police are chasing in the U.S., they're mm-hmm. chasing the perpetrator with a car, you know, and it's just car crashes. And all I see is just
Need for Speed.
And all I'm seeing is, it's Need for Speed, man. But in reality, you're going like, ah, it's a lot of public property damage happening there.
Yeah.
And you go like, yo, this guy's. You know, the charges they're going to hit him with.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like,
that's a whole list.
It's probably going to be a whole novel worth, of public damage charges now before they actually get to the crime that he was running away from. And then you sit there going like,
in other words, you should have just stopped.
Just stopped. Get arrested. You get charged for one crime. And then you go like, yo, what's going on? But then I look at the manner in which the police in the TV show are chasing the guy. You know, it's like the tank is unlimitedly full. The police officer went for what's that driving that you get?
Is it defensive driving?
Defensive driving training and all that, you know. And I'm like, yo, look at this police officer's technology. And then you get back to reality in Namibia and you go like, eish, what's a good in Nampol? What is Nampol busy with? Huh? And then you go read such reports. And you go like, yay, Shwena. yay, man. Firstly, it's, you know, someone was waiting for parts to service the patrol boat. Mm-hmm. Someone else is now contesting with someone else in the ministry process of procurement to fix the cars that the ministry officials need.
You know, now I understand what, or more like partly understand what Mr. Shobon was saying when he said, I've been looking at, I've been following this, everything economic trend-ish happening in Namibia for the past 30 years, but I can't tell you what's happening in this, you know, in this, this public entity, in that sector, and that ministry.
And in that sector.
Because the information is just not readily available.
No, it's not.
And hey, Vision 2030, we got this.
Oh, we are on track. We are on track. And that, I'm surprised. We actually forgot to mention this from our discussion, looking at the state of the Namibian economy. I bumped into Mr. Shearborn today, and I told him that I found the exercise about who read his book. An interesting one, because me watching the video, I wanted to put up my hand and I was
same here.
And I was like, that would make me look idiotic. Because we're obviously, citing something that happened a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
But he then asked me, did you read the book? I said, yes, I did. But I almost put up my hand while watching the particular stream.
Yeah.
And then he explained literally, it's surprising how many people don't read. Because he also mentioned it in the video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he did.
It's surprising how Namibians don't know what's going on. I was actually interested and shocked to discover he is citing that we technically have three national plans active.
Yeah, the juxtaposition of the two. Oh, sorry, you know, I've been watching a little bit of Verbosity. The comparison of the three was a very fascinating one. But commercial break.
At ShopRite, we're celebrating 35 years of lower prices with unbeatable deals. Let's mark the occasion with savings on essentials like 4kg Real Good Chicken, frozen mixed chicken portions for just 189 Namibian dollars 99, 200 grams Nescafe Classic or Creamer Jar, or 230 grams Nescafe Refill, only 134 Namibian dollars 99 each, valid until 7 September 2025. Don't miss out on these deals. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust. Always. Plus, stand to win your groceries for free at ShopRite. Buy any three participating products. Find the unique code on your till slip. WhatsApp it to us and see if you're a winner. Plus, there are instant daily prizes to be won only at ShopRite.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. The time is 29 minutes left to the hour of 6. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM. So, guys, you should really look into, before I get to sending people the direction of, direction of reports. So you ran into Shobon and you, am I pronouncing his name right?
Who?
Mr. Shobon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you almost raised your hand, while watching that, while watching the whole, the whole presentation. I thought it was just me. So, reading itself in general is somewhat, a lot of people are reading.
Mm.
A lot of people are reading. It's just that we are reading a lot of wrong things. We are reading a lot of comment sections.
Oh.
We're supposed to be reading.
Oh my goodness.
We're supposed to be reading reports, guys. Reports.
But you know what? If you need comedic material, anywhere on social media, anywhere from YouTube to Instagram, to
people are creative,
to Facebook, the comments are the best section ever.
If you should
even see people are debating each other in a live stream video.
But I really like one thing I've come to like about social media is how creative people have become.
Yeah.
And actually how open to making jokes out of pretty much everything around them.
Yeah.
I came across a video of two guys. One of them was an amputee. He didn't have his leg.
Mm.
Yeah. And, now that's the guy. That's the guy that was kicking the penalty.
Mm.
Now, the goalkeeper was also an amputee, but he didn't have both his arms. Now, the thing is,
I know which one you're talking.
I know. So the fact that these guys basically just used their condition. Something they'd be basically be moping and glooming over, and just decided to create such hilarious content out of it. And one guy was like, guys, I'm fighting on a daily basis to win my ticket to heaven.
Mm.
You guys just keep ruining it. Because how am I supposed not to laugh watching that?
Mm.
But they made the video and edited it and uploaded it because that's the goal. They just wanted to lighten a situation that otherwise would be dark. Yeah. So, comment section, guys, I will give us credit on that one. We are reading and we are very creative. But when it comes to reports,
you should see people when they see a novel. Must I really read this thing? Then you go like, yeah. I mean, you're going to be tested on. Really? Must I really read this thing? And then they go and ask AI, please read the thing for me.
So you can?
No.
Just sleep?
Or if you've got the PDF format of the thing, maybe.
Okay, I like audiobooks, but, I only do audiobooks when I'm, you know, maybe I'm doing the dishes or maybe, laundry folding. I'll just say, throw one in and then just, instead of music, I just want to build up my vocab as I go on, as much as I can.
Yeah. But, I mean, people really have to listen and to realize the reason why AI is being created is because we've got humans that say, okay, you must go do the work for me.
I understand our laziness have brought us, have led us to innovate. But,
not all clever thinking leads to clever working.
Please elaborate.
Well, look at it this way, Helmut. The discussions we had on the AI discussion, that the AI threat, do you know that AI threat is now so pervasive in Europe that everyone is now asking a question of, should we bring in legislation that limits AI? Even though we did the EU AI Act,
yeah,
you and I, the British guys are now going like, should we bring in an AI Act as well? Because this thing is going to take jobs that we don't have. The British are now discovering what inequality feels like. The Europeans are now discovering.
Talk about karma.
The Europeans are now discovering what inequality feels like. In the French context specifically, the French president Macron has tried in various ways to extend to push back the retirement age.
Oh no, that didn't go well.
Now the first one was obviously the Yellow Jacket movement.
Yeah.
Which was also based upon fuel price. Incentives to be removed from the economy, for the government to save money somewhere.
Yeah.
And then people were like, no. And then it was a negotiation, and then he wanted to make a maneuver in terms of extending the retirement age. And then the French went like, no, we want
absolutely
our 60.
Absolutely not.
We have these particular working conditions in the economy. We want to, when we retire, we want to literally go and retire.
Yeah.
We don't want to think about work. There was a third thing that he wanted to bring in as well, that had also been mentioned by one of those particular analysts in Europe. But if you look at scenarios like that, it firstly fuels the innovation of things like AI that take place.
Mm.
And I immediately remember from day one, I asked the immediate question, how will a government make money from AI if the AI is doing certain particular jobs and functions? How will that government collect the same tax collection?
I don't know. The company that sold you the AI that you
and
bought yourself.
And if the company tells you, I just want to pay water and electricity.
No, you're forgetting one thing. Well, you bought this robot. So.
Yeah, it's a once-off investment.
Yeah, it's like buying a fridge and then telling.
No, but you're talking about automation. You're not talking about the AI program itself.
Oh yeah, like the program itself. Oh no, that's even worse.
Yeah. So how does a government make its income tax if there are no new jobs? Do you know that people
Forex
are now
trading?
Do you know that people are now discussing, Helmut, what is the future of universities and TVETs?
Being rendered pointless.
Actually, the vocational training centers still have a position. They still have a very strong position.
Yeah.
They just have to, remember when we did the youth
up in their levels.
Yeah, the youth in green hydrogen discussion.
Yeah.
They just have to up their levels in terms of what they're going to offer.
Yeah.
Because now you've got a lot of people saying literally, go and become a plumber. Go become a mechanic. Go become an electrician. Don't study engineering anymore.
Because
there will be a program running the robots, building the dams, building the houses for you. Go and study
that.
Literally the artisanal scope.
Like
of
more hands-on type
yeah,
of.
More hands-on things. Go and become that. Go and become that. Go and become that. Become an actor here. Become that. Because it's even taking the jobs of certain creatives.
Yeah.
The graphic designer.
Don't let him hear that.
He studied IT. He's supposed to know this. He probably doesn't know that I know in terms of, you know, if you have the right licenses that you need to pay in US dollar for, you know, graphic designing, sketch artists that can draw, cause it's impacting a lot of the guys that do cartoons. It's impacting voice actors. It's impacting actors. It's impacting, because every time it's used in the creative industry, the way you see these technologies the most obvious is in the creative industry.
Yeah.
Not everyone likes to play football. Not everyone can be a footballer, Helmut. So where is all of this humanity? Where is all of humanity's new generations going to fit in terms of industry, commerce, trade, and all that? Does this really mean we've got to go with Elon Musk's thing of fly to Mars and go and colonize Mars?
Nah.
And then we're going to sit with intergalactic empires. What science fiction harebrainedness is that? Because if you come back to the realm of things here in this report that we did, that we are looking at of the defunct Ministry of Fisheries, basic things like just having the procedures in order, the mechanisms in order, you know, things that are non-financial, but that influence financial activity or financial related activity. For example, being able to service the cars of the ministry for the staff in the various outreach centers of the staff of the ministry. The bidding takes place, but you don't have a procurement plan. The procurement plan comes in the next financial window, but the bidding took place here. Because only then in the procurement plan are the adverts being placed. But the adverts are taking place in the next financial window. What is going on in such a scenario? And I think it's in recommendation number 4 or 5.
Well, look, this is not rocket science. It's, we're going to keep going back to Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Everyone has a plan.
Yeah.
Yep. Until you get punched in the face. Now, for this one, I think it's safe to say that, and we have gone through several reports coming out of the ministry, not the ministry, Office of the Auditor General. Went through one the one about the Minister of Health. I remember clearly we went through the one about, you know, that was made about, you know, base, that was made on the Minister of Agriculture.
Yeah.
Now, what you basically see, I think what is safe to assume is that, you have a lot of plans being made. Obviously, you have a lot of plans being made in all ministries and all SOEs. Now, it would basically be unfair for me, you, or basically everyone listening, you know, expecting, the plans that are made by all the ministries, by a ministry or an SOE to go unhindered or uninterrupted by any eventualities.
Mm.
So, that's just borderline impossible. So it's basically about, I think it's about, the improvisation. When something goes south, what's our next direction? Like, you know, something as obvious as having a coastline that's over 1,000 kilometers in length and about 300 kilometers or even more in width. And you only have one
vessel.
The patrol.
Which has been stuck
for 2 financial years.
Which is 24 months.
So that means,
24 months and spare change, remember?
Yeah, so at this point, it's safe for you to assume that you are losing resources.
Yes, because you would not be able to ascertain or establish how this resource is actually being captured. Couple that up with the self-attrition.
Throwing national security in there.
Not just national security as well, but we've got Mr. Navy on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the Nathaniel Makhulili vessel itself is a Navy ship, or if it's under the Ministry of Fisheries, the Fisheries Observatory Okay,
so okay, so in other words, the Navy guys are just worried about national security. That's it. They don't want to worry about who is fishing what, and then.
But they are the, supposed to be the ones responding to the illegal fishing from Angolan, from the Angolan national waters. Ad break.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
ShopRite's deal drop is back for 3 days only. Get a 3 kg Polana pasta, macaroni or elbows for only 74 Namibian dollars 99. 1 liter farm fresh UHT full cream long life milk for a low 19 Namibian dollars 99. And 900 grams Rite brand mixed frozen vegetables for just 34 Namibian dollars 99. Don't miss out. Valid this weekend only from 5 to 7 September. Only at ShopRite. Lower prices you can trust. Always.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter.
Welcome back to the painful reporting of the only vessel that was supposed to be protecting our marine resources have been what they call it? Oh, for a car, you say it's packed, it's docked. Yeah.
Yes, it's docked.
It's been docked for 2 financial years
It ended in 2020.
Oh, yeah, it ended. Yeah, it ended.
Yeah.
So for that period, you know, it's kind of difficult to, okay, so at this point, if you are looking for an illegal side hustle, watch out for that vessel. Once it's, if you see it, docked somewhere for repairs, just know that it's most likely going to be there for 2 years. So just in that case, you can just go fishing. Now, if you end up in jeopardy because of that advice, that's on you.
That's all on you guys.
Yeah, that's all on you.
There's nothing we can do.
No, there's nothing we can do. That's you and your
wonderfulness.
That's cool for stinginess. 12 minutes to the hour of 6. So, you're still listening to Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM. And today's discussion we still have 12 minutes to go. It's based on the report that's coming out of the Office of the Auditor General about then known as the Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources. And this report is based on, 2020-2021 financially, all the way to 2022-2023 financial year. And they looked at a lot of things. This is, everything marine resources related, everything from the information that was gathered by the ministry, and how secure are these resources, and when it comes to infrastructure, more like equipment that's needed by the ministry for them to do their job efficiently, what are the status, in what state are these are these vehicles in? And it turns out the answer to that, especially that question, is not a very it's not a very good one to hear. Looking at it, and also, now this is when it comes to, well, there are delays in repair. There are delays when it comes to the, you know, to the awarding of tenders. Tenders are most the delay primarily emanating from, emanating from the, from the, from the, from the applicants of these tenders, of the people that are, that applying for these tenders. At the end of the day, even if the, even when a tender is awarded, they start suing the heck out of each other. It could be for legitimate purpose, that they are having this legal dispute. And it's, there's nothing illegal about it. But, it's now contributing to the length that it, to the length, or more like to the delays. To the delays in the contributed, because we're talking about a ministry that's normal.
Contributed
to, to the delays of the ministry, of the ministry's officials to go out there and do their jobs, because they needed these vehicles for both land and sea, or more like land and water. So, this delays is leading to, to us basically bleeding resources, because, they do point that in the report, that illegal fishing is still rampant. And it's not surprises, because, well, once you go to break in a house and you see that it's not properly guarded, but it has a lot of valuables, you're obviously going to keep going back.
That is true, Helmut. That is a plausible scenario. Well,
the door, the lock doesn't need a key. All you just have to do is pull it, and then the gate swings open, and then you get in there and find all these valuables. Well, you just steal one and then run away.
You know what? This looks like a nice.
Yeah, there is more
to open up an investment account in my name.
This is, some of this information will give someone a heart attack.
Of course, yeah.
But nah, not me.
Well, yeah. So, similar here as well, same antics. But if we look at one actually also, Helmut, that had much to do with getting the right people into the right positions in the ministry itself in order for the ministry to technically be able to assess, monitor, and observe Namibia's marine resources. The recommendation that we had, just in the first half of the program, that cited where fisheries observers weren't replaced to be able to be on the fishing vessels in order to monitor the amount of the fishing activity, in order to have data, generate data, that said particular data runs back to that council, that Marine Advisory Council.
Yeah.
That then, helps with decision making, because it's based upon data that comes through from the ground. If that scenario was one that still potentially persists up until today, because remember this, they measured up until, is it 2024 or is it 2023?
2022, 2023.
Just want to be sure. Okay. Seems like the report itself. So, which makes it a bit of a difficult thing, a hard sell to achieve, because now that the same ministry is now merged with agriculture, would it mean that they now have gone out potentially now to literally fill the positions? Because at the heart of being able to do something properly as a state, as a ministry, as a function, as a functionary of the government in terms of looking after resource, you must first have the people in the positions, in the departments, in the directorates you've got, in order to generate the data that helps decision making in the economy.
So generating data itself, it's not our strong suit.
No, it's not. And we're generating it, subconsciously or, without paying attention that you're actually generating. But you can literally see that when the report cites you were supposed to fill fisheries observers, the positions of fisheries observers, you didn't fill it because you didn't say why you didn't appoint people. which has to ask certain particular questions, Helmut. If you know you've got the need, and you know that your decision making is based upon a foot soldier on the ground that has to go and look and watch. Okay, the net is coming out of the water. Let us see. Did you catch what you needed to catch? Yes or no? If your information and data was dependent upon such a guy, why did you not fill the position of that post?
Because chances are very high he's also going to be threatened.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, it's in the report. I'm not making it up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a pretty straight up obvious.
Yeah, but that's I don't think that's a deterrence for any official.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that's a deterrence for any official. But I think it's what I find mind-boggling is the fact that we are watching our marine resources with one vessel, and we are talking about let's bring back Air Namibia. Now, at this point, I'm thinking about it in two ways.
That Air Namibia idea must be parked somewhere in the next millennium.
Yeah, it's either we have enough money to operate Air Namibia.
We must
once
park
we
that idea.
You know once we give it that economy to economy resuscitation.
No, we must park that idea. Amud.
Yeah, like at this point, if you ask me, get two more ships. Get two more vessels, please, for the love of God.
Yeah, empower the Fisheries Observer Agency. Empower them.
You can't go for two financial years without knowing what's happening to the, you know, what's happening to the resources you're supposed to be protecting.
One boat being parked for servicing and repairs. One boat. For two whole financial years.
Now, before you all start, if before one or two of you that work for an SOE or two start going, I wonder if we can just, go to Credit Suisse. Yeah, Mozambique already pulled that card. Credit Suisse is now gonna go. You need money to revamp your what? Our maritime infrastructure. Yeah, no. Well, last time we did that for your fellow SADC guy, he didn't end well.
Yeah. Obviously, it wouldn't end well, Hamid.
Because people
were busy buying,
Vrupas
and, going on luxury holidays. Okay, the luxury holiday part I made up, I just added it in there.
Seriously? You don't have to make that up. You know it happened.
That was one of the things that they didn't mention that the money was spent on, Hamid.
Uh-huh. So, when I came across that line of, we only have one vessel to protect our maritime natural resources, I can't help but think, is it because we don't have money or what? Now, if we don't have money, why are we talking about bringing back in Namibia? And if we have money, why do we only have one vessel? Which one is which?
Let's be honest. Air Namibia 1.0 has still not been wrapped up.
It's still in. Which is why I'm talking about. We're giving it a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Yeah, so we should not be talking about Air Namibia 2.0. Yes, dream about it in your head. Please just don't utter the words Air Namibia.
There are things you can think, but not say.
Yeah, think it. Internalize it, just don't mention it. Because all the traces of mentioning Air Namibia, which is obviously now also in NDP6, sounds like it doesn't show you how the format, the planning will work. But this Auditor General's office, the report about a ministry that now has merged with another ministry, actually cites to you what you should do to correct things for the sector to move forward, for the sector to function in a state that every Namibian can say, okay, we know that the sector is, or the resource is in safe hands. We can see one or two, Nathaniel Makholili patrol, fishing patrol boats.
We
don't just have one parked somewhere.
Yeah.
You need to have.
So three. When it's in the northern northern part near the Namibia Angola border.
The South Africans can just go like.
The South Africans are like,
you know what? Let's just go. Go make their donut there in Namibian water.
Yeah, it will take it it will take it this long to get here by the time that we will have caught at least this metric tons.
Yeah. And so after that, South African fishing boat made its donut there in Namibian water.
Uh-huh.
Then it flies out into, back to its.
So site. When it's ended.
Okay, ad break.
When life gifts you an unexpected expense.
How must I afford a new phone now?
Take control with Express Credit. Get reliable relief when you need it most. Borrow 3,000 to 32,000 Namibian dollars. Repayable over 2 to 5 months. Apply for a quick cash loan. Easy application. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na or call 90,000.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
And welcome back. It's just a minute past the hour of 6, and that brings us to the end of Home Run for today. And, now that we both have weekend shows, so this is on Sunday. What time again?
I'm on 5 a.m.
5 in the morning?
Yep.
I'm still snoring.
But then I'm obviously, sipping on some lovely coffee, having a cup of joe.
Yeah.
Entertaining, obviously, our faithful listeners. Here on a lovely Sunday morning, giving them some lowdown tracks, but also giving them an exciting walk down history lane.
Yeah. I like my weekend show because I get to only, I get to not only play, play comedian, but also DJ. That DJ is not for disc jockey as usually. That DJ is for don't judge. I have my completely different abbreviations going on there. So we are 2 minutes into the hour of 6. That for me until Sunday.
Oh yeah, it's a Sunday. Don't judge.
Don't judge.
We are all equal.
On
that note, guys,
judge not, lest thou be judged.
Let's see each other again on Monday. Alternatively, it'll be on Sunday morning. And enjoy the rest of your programming in our company. Stay tuned for the rest of your programming after this.
Yeah.